the man of understanding cannot be found. In other words, you can't look for someone who has certain qualities externally, apparently, and identify the guru, the man of understanding, by those qualities. He could just as well be the opposite. And this is how the guru operates. That is the nature of the function of the guru, to manifest all of the opposites in relation to his devotee, in order to confound the process that his devotee, his disciple, is ordinarily bound to. So if his devotee always wants to be sitting calm and blissful, he has him doing things, working. If his devotee is always very passive and sweet, he does things to make him anxious. He puts him in situations that offend his preferences. Or if his devotee is hyperactive, motivated always, the guru may sit around in motionless state all the time and pay no attention to this devotee. So the devotee is always thinking about, oh, this guru is so calm, so endlessly deep, so motionless, so still and formless. The guru just takes on the qualities that create a condition for his devotee, a condition that will create the crisis of understanding, of recognition, of radical intuition. Just so, all of those who live in satsang must be free to take on the qualities that are appropriate. Not the qualities they prefer. But they must be free of qualities. When you become free of qualities, then see whether you are all the time passive or not. So this quality of calmness or passivity, relative ease in which you are not moved at any rate to be perturbed by the activities of life, is only one of the possible states that may arise in life. And it is a profound test for the disciple or the devotee. When he begins to fall into a state, a yogic state or a psychological state or a personal state of some sort that is consoling, full, that seems somehow to be a vast improvement over his previous way of life, his previous state. This is a time of great testing for that one. Because as soon as he starts to fall into some state, his guru begins giving lectures all the time on the inappropriateness of all of that. And he asks him to do things and he gets angry with him and whatever. The guru seems to become the enemy of this state that the devotee feels is what he's always been looking for, what the teaching is supposed to lead you toward. So this is a difficult moment between the disciple or the devotee and the guru. But it's also the beginning of the real process. Because it's from that time that the disciple begins to move out of identification with states. Whereas the neophyte is always identified with states. life is difficult and all of that. And then as he moves into satsang and begins to live the conditions, things get better and better for him and he begins to become attached to that. But when he begins to be pulled loose of his attachment even to the pleasures of yogic life, spiritual life, and becomes free of qualities, unable to rest in a quality, unable to identify with one, unable to maintain a state. It's this crisis that is most profound.